You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Glass Packaging Forum has been one of the main oppositions to the container return scheme which has been proposed by the government. There has been widespread support for the scheme, which aims to increase our recycling by putting a small refundable deposit on all beverages when you return your beverage containers. Supporters of the scheme say that making a container support scheme a reality would be one of the most popular environmental policies implemented by this Labour-led government, so it's a big deal. So I've been trying to get an interview and a comment from the Glass Packaging Forum, who is opposed to this, for almost a month now, and I found out today that they have been avoiding me because they have agreed to do an exclusive interview with Stuff. But last minute today, I got them, and I talked to the Chief Executive of Packaging New Zealand, Rob Langford, and started off by asking him what the issue is with the container return scheme.
From all our research, New Zealanders want to do better when it comes to recycling. They want a genuine, trusted solution. Okay, and we care deeply about our environment in New Zealand, and we take, and as a organisation, we take our responsibility to deliver that for the consumer seriously. New Zealand, as you may be aware, is actually the fourth worst country in Western society for waste to landfill. So if you take that context, we absolutely are at a time where we need to change. That, from our view, it's time to change, and it's time to take this seriously and get the recycling systems better integrated to deliver the right outcome.
What are the issues with the container return scheme?
Okay, so when we look at a container return scheme, I think it's really important to understand that Sirius actually has some really attractive feel-good qualities. It's just we don't feel it's ambitious enough to deliver the right outcomes for New Zealand. Firstly, the CRS as designed generally just targets beverage bottles. So that's your bottle with your beer or your wine or your soft drinks in it. We're saying that's not for glass. There's other glass out there. There's jam jars. There's the sauce jars. There's condiment jars. They're completely excluded from the CRS, and they're expected to be collected in what remains of a curbside. The reality is that that glass is probably, in all likelihood, going to further contaminate what is valuable resource that remains in the curbside. Whilst they sound fun, and the reality is these schemes are not free. They do cost. A CRS scheme has a fee that is charged to every beverage container of 21 cents at the time you purchase it. So you purchase an item at 21 cents. And if you take it back, you will get a 10 cent deposit. So I think what we're really saying in there is you need to be aware that it's not just about the deposit. It is about the overall cost to the consumer. And the consumer has to pay for that full cost.
Yeah, so you're worried about the cost falling back on the consumer for as a result of this scheme?
It's the perception of the hidden cost that we often hear. We understand the deposit, but a lot of people don't understand that they're actually paying, not when they purchase a container, not just the deposit, but the whole fee to run the scheme, which is around 21 cents.
And that would fall back on industry providers like yourself?
It ultimately falls back on the consumer. So all of those eventually get passed through to the consumer.
Do you think if consumers are faced with this, that they might be willing, due to wanting to reduce environmental impacts, that they might be willing to pay that fee?
Our evidence is it's varied, and one of the key things from our evidence is they're more likely to be support that if it's an all of container solution. And when it comes to consumers, it varies, as you could appreciate. Others understand that it will have a massive financial impact on them, and that raises some real concerns for them. So all we're saying is we just need to be honest about the cost.
So if we're honest about the cost of what it would cost consumers, would you then be supportive of the container return scheme?
Just following through, the other myth that we just need to break down is there's a perception that a container return scheme is a refill scheme. They aren't. A refill solution sits outside of that.
Would you support a refill solution?
Glass Packaging Forum absolutely supports developing refill solutions where they're appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So the scheme we are proposing addresses, first and foremost, it is an all-of-material solution. So whether it's the condiment jar or the jam jar, it would be collected in the same way as we do. Within the CRF, there's a risk now that we will end up with a dual collection system, so there'll be the CRS system and then the curbside system, which is available to 90% of New Zealanders. We're saying it is better to enhance the current infrastructure and support that, and support the investment as needed to do that by industry to drive the overall outcome for the consumers.
So I've been on your website, glassforgood.kiwi, which, can I ask, was that recently published?
So the Glass for Good website is something that is recently developed. As we enter into this regulatory framework that the government is proposing for packaging materials, this is now the time to actually talk about how do we move through effectively. I think it's really important to recognise we're not against regulation. We just want to ensure that the regulations are structured that it delivers the right outcomes for every material at a voluntary level.
Yeah, it's very good. I suppose the container return scheme is just...
We recognise that could be improved by regulation, and therefore we have actually asked the Minister to regulate glass.
So you had a meeting with the Minister 2 weeks ago now, and I'm wondering how that went. I understand that you have conducted some of your own research and come up with something that is, in your words, a smarter circular solution that will increase recycling. How was this independent research conducted?
So we used an organisation called NZIER mm-hmm. to undertake some research, and the question we asked is what is currently the best approach, what is getting the highest returns in the market? And we left it at that and let them go to it, and they came back with the recommendation that a model like Norway would appear to be one of the better models out there.
For
glass. And I think the really important thing here is, and we want to be very clear about this, this is not a status quo position. This is not about stopping the transition to a new regulated system. This is about ensuring that we deliver the best solution for glass. How our model would work
mm-hmm.
is it focuses on the collection methods, and whether that's the curbside supported through council or private entity, whether it's a community organisation such as Zero Waste, or whether that's a school community, we will provide a rate for that glass that incentivizes as much of that glass being collected, and they'll get that money for the glass they get based on a quality criteria, because one of the fundamentals that most CRSs don't have is the drive to get the quality aspect of the material right, and that's extremely critical to the ability to turn glass back into another glass bottle, is getting the quality right. So quality is a fundamental element of our system, and they will be paid a market rate for that glass, and then we will collect it from their site. At that point we take ownership of that material, and then we move it through to the best end-of-life solution for that glass.
And was Minister Parker responsive to this proposal and suggestion?
So we've presented this proposal to the Minister. He and we have left it in his hands to decide the next steps.
And I assume that this new model compared to the container return scheme would not have as much of a financial impact on consumers and industry?
It would not have as much impact on consumers and, by default, you could say, industry, but it's really important to understand that from the base we are today, this is a significant impact and cost to industry, as is a CRS. So, but ultimately, regardless of those, it's going to end up on the consumer. And I think that's a really important consideration to take when we're delivering the right solution for New Zealand. Everybody will benefit. Yeah.
So there has been some backlash, though. There's been quite a bit of backlash from Greenpeace and other community organisations who have sent an open letter to Minister Parker. And in that letter, they have said that you're trying to derail the container return scheme in the 11th hour. What's your response to this?
We have been quite open about this, and they were aware of it. We are not trying to derail the CRS. We are just saying glass is better suited through this solution. And we have no position on whether plastic and other materials should be run by CRS. If plastic believes CRS is the right solution for plastic, then we have no objections to that operating in that manner.
That was Rob Langford, Chief Executive of the Packaging Forum. You can also check out our interview with Greenpeace Jerissa Lee on the topic from a couple weeks ago on the 95BFM website.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.